at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1885, Australia held their first ever wrestling match at the Royal Theatre in Melbourne. The match was between William Miller and Clarence Royal. Crikey, I bet this was heaps of fun for the land down under in 1885. In 1965, after a wrestling event at Madison Square Garden, MSG, in New York City, Bruno Sammartino's Worldwide Wrestling Federation, WWWF, title belt was stolen out of his locked car while he was eating at a restaurant. The belt is still gone as it was never recovered. You know, my 1965 Dodge Coronet was never found. Last I saw it, it was in a parking lot of a Sears Roebuck in Poughkeepsie, New York. In 1985, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, World Wrestling Federation, WWF, heavyweight champion Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage went head-to-head in the squared circle for the first time. Miss Elizabeth saved Macho Man from disqualification during that match, DQ, when she pulled a steel chair from Savage's hands just before he used it on Hogan. Hulk Hogan won the match after Macho missed his second elbow drop off the top rope and pinned Savage to retain the title. And in 1972 at Shea Stadium in Queens, New York, Worldwide Wrestling Federation, WWF, world champion Pedro Morales and Bruno Sammartino wrestled for 75 minutes in front of over 22,000 fans before the match ended in a draw due to a curfew. Wow, 75 minutes without a finish? I'd be lucky if I lasted two. That's this week in pro wrestling history. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb. Buy our t-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/bashandbarb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.